is Jeopardy. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street, CITR's Music Affairs Collective. And we got a special episode today. We're going to be playing Jeopardy. Hope it works out. Hope my questions aren't too easy, aren't too hard. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting for the unceded territory, the Musqueam people. And some sad news in the past couple weeks about Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, fellow Canadian. He was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I'm going to play this little clip in a minute, just with his official announcement, still keeping his wit and his joke up when he makes the announcement. So I'll just play that now, and we'll be back in a minute.
I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. Keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're back. Sad news. I've been watching Jeopardy for quite a while, just as a little kid. You know, you're sick, you put the TV on, and you're in bed, and you see Alex Trebek there, all the other game hosts of all those shows. Jeopardy is definitely one of my favorites, and I think Alex Trebek is a pretty genuine guy, and he's pretty sassy, and he has some pretty good sarcastic remarks, and we'll play a little something from him later on, too, but I think we should just try to get into it and just see how it goes. So, first round of Jeopardy today, we got 5 categories. First category is Tell Me That Tune. So, I'll play a few seconds of a song, and you got to guess the tune. Okay. Second category, Canadian Classics. Third category, Frankly, That's So Ocean. Let me hear the lyrics. I'll say a line of a song, and you got to fill in the remaining few words. 90s Babies. And that'll be it for Single Jeopardy. We'll just see how this goes, because I have no idea what's going to happen. We don't really have buzzers, and it's not going to be super official with the timing, but we'll try our best to be fair. And we're just going to start off. So
play our buzzers so they know.
Yeah, so how about what's your team name over here?
Our team name is the Corduroy Kids.
Corduroy Kids, and who else?
Listen up for our buzzer sound.
All right, and who else is on the Corduroy Kids?
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Halle.
I'm Violet.
Thank you.
I'm Gabe.
Yeah, we got that.
And I'm Kalev.
And I guess Kalev is now joining the Corduroy Kids. We got the other team on the other side of the room here, though. What's your team name?
Undetermined. I think we're Team B, and the B stands for a lot of things.
No, we're Cockhampton.
Okay, okay. I'm not saying that on the air right now.
C-Hampton. C-Hampton. yeah, thank you, C-Hampton. Who's on your team?
I'm Zubin.
Helena.
Joy.
Nate.
Okay, thanks everyone. I think we should just
What's your buzzer? We got our buzzer.
Oh, that was
a buzzer. Turn it up
a little bit.
I love it. All right. How about we do rock, paper, scissors for whoever's first? Zubin and Caleb.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. But
oh, nice.
I mean, wait, what am I saying? What am I saying?
Rock, paper,
oh, right. Well,
oh, totally
no, because totally who's going to choose the first?
Paper,
the first, oh, yeah.
No, you can go B. Rock, paper, scissors. Wait, isn't it shoe?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
For those of you who can't see us in the booth right now, we're trying to figure out rock, paper, scissors.
All right. I'll just give it to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've
won.
Wow.
We know how to play rock, paper, scissors.
Right now.
So.
He does have an endless tattoo, I think.
So who's going first?
All right. Corduroy kids.
Thank you.
So take your pick.
What are we doing?
What do you guys
want to
do?
What do we want? We got, let's do. Tell me that tune.
Can we do Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean? You know Frank? That's I don't know Frank Ocean.
Oh, I love
all
Frank Ocean.
All three of us.
Oh, well, let's do Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean for 500.
Oh. Frank Ocean for 500. Okay, 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 okay. So,
wait, do we re-answer if they get it wrong?
You both have to try to answer at the same time. Whoever buzzes first gets to answer.
Okay.
That's how Jeopardy works. That's why I asked before if you...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... Frankly, that's the ocean for 500. Whoever buzzes first has a chance to answer. If you answer incorrectly, the other team has a chance to answer as well.
Okay, let's go.
In his magazine, Boys Don't Cry, a poem by Kanye West is featured. This poem is about...
Buzz!
McDonald's!
McDonald's!
You got the buzzer!
Question.
Oh, what is McDonald's?
Oh my God.
The points will go to Team B because... Two reasons. You got to use your buzzer. Also, you have to answer in the form of a question.
That's sweet.
Remember.
Pie.
Remember. Yes, it's about McDonald's.
The smooth apple pie.
So, Team B, it's your pick now since you got it right.
Wait, who won?
Team B.
Cox?
Yeah.
Yes. Seahampton. Seahampton. Okay.
Should we just stay with Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean for 400.
Okay.
We need to put a sign if someone knows
yeah.
me.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
well,
during the live stream of what turned out to be the release of Endless, Frank was building what?
Come on.
What
is a staircase?
What do you think? What do you think, Teo? Who's first?
I hit the buzzer.
We can't.
I think we should.
Just yell.
I don't think this is working.
I think the buzzer. Yeah, I think Teo's right. Everyone put their hand up at the same. Or just.
We gotta put it up faster than
like. If we buzz and then whoever you guys think actually buzzes.
Both yeah. scream and then press the buzzer.
You should know. Yeah, we should.
Know,
we should yell out the answer. Somebody should. Pick.
Yeah.
Somebody should pick who answers. So it's like there. Like you or Teo has to be like they buzz first and then answer.
So. Yeah. So try to be just from now on. Try to be quiet. And wait, just wait until the
here.
Like just have the phone right up to the mic if you're ready to buzz, you know.
Buzz.
Our then buzz.
Late.
Yeah.
So
I think it's better to put your hand up because buzzer takes it's delayed.
Yeah.
Just like whole team has to have their hand up, not one person.
Yeah, and then we'll just
like you all like
no, I think that doesn't make sense.
No,
only one,
no, one person.
Buzzers are delayed. Wouldn't otherwise, that just mean that we have an equal opportunity to do it?
No,
this makes great radio.
Yeah, I think.
Just
one person has their hand up.
Yeah.
Whoever shoots up first.
Whoever shoots up first.
Yeah.
Has to do it.
Yeah.
You can't be whispered into. Like, if you put your hand up, you can't be like, I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah.
Then you guys choose.
Okay. We gotta regroup.
Who got that one?
No one.
I think we got it.
Let's just yeah. Let's just give it to them. Okay.
We're still winning.
So your pick.
The man's got the answer tattooed.
Corduroy Kids.
Someone else pick.
Canadian Classics. 200.
Canadian Classics for 200. Gabe picks Canadian Classics for 200. This Nelly Furtado track soared into the Billboard charts at number 9 at its peak. Hand up if you got it.
Yes.
Oh, Nate.
Serbian?
Nate.
Like Slovenian?
No. Slovenian.
Slovenia. I'm like a bird.
We are actually.
Yep.
Corduroy kids say, "What is fly like a bird?"
Not quite.
Our technical director knew who it was. He put his hand up. He's outside.
Well, no one gets it because you both guessed. I'm just gonna. You have to. You got it. Almost. It was so close.
Okay.
You were so close, Gabe.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like a bird.
I'm like
a bird.
Oh.
Sorry, team.
It's okay.
I know this one too.
I'm like okay.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, we'll give it. Who just picked last round? You guys picked? Okay, then C. Hampton, you guys pick now.
Someone else choose.
What are you going to pick? Nate?
Let me hear the lyrics 300.
Oh. Let me hear the lyrics 300. Okay. I really like this one. You tried to play it nice. Everybody just took advantage. You left your fridge open. Zubin?
Somebody just took a sandwich.
What is Wolves by Kanye West?
You gotta fill in the last line. Okay, you gotta fill in the last line.
Okay, but he already filled it in.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna
put it in a question.
I know that Trebek is pretty strict about this, but I'm just gonna give it to you guys because that was close enough.
Okay, so we have to fill in the lyric, not
yes.
The song.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Zubin. Yeah, C. Hampton. 300. Okay. Your guys' pick, Zubin.
Go like 300 90s babies.
300 for 90s babies.
Why don't
you just cross it out? Yeah, I don't know why you're. Tao is our crossing out person and he's not just erasing the.
Is he adding the points to you or is he just giving like.
No, he's keeping track of the points. Okay, so 90s babies to 300. Nirvana covered this David Bowie song on their album MTV Unplugged. 3, 2, 1. No one?
What is Moon Age Daydream or whatever?
Wrong.
Or whatever.
No, no. The Man Who Sold the World. The Man Who Sold the World. Corroy Kids is your pick.
No, I was expecting rap or something.
Tell me that
tune for
100. Tell me the tune for 100.
Okay, so for this one.
Oh, shit. I wasn't keeping track of points. I was just keeping, like,
oh, my God. Okay, so Tao just ruined everything again.
We have 400.
Yeah, we won the 5, they won the 4.
We'll
so
keep.
Nobody got
what are you guys at?
We're winning.
You got the 5 and the 3, and they got the 4.
We got the 300 as well, yeah.
Okay.
So
I
think it's
70s.
800, 400.
Yeah, I think we both missed out on 2.
Wait, so what are your total points?
800, 400.
Yeah. Okay, we're good.
So, okay, well, we think we got everything worked out. Great. So for this one, I'm going to play a few seconds of the song, and you got to try to guess it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to play it through my phone onto the speaker because it's easier.
What is American Idiot?
No.
What?
It is. It is by Green Day. You got that part right. But it's Welcome to Paradise.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's too late. It's too late. You ran out of time.
So nobody.
Yeah. Welcome to Paradise. Yeah. It's 200. It's 200. Whatever. I'll switch later. Okay, so whose pick is it now? Whose pick is it now? C. Hampton?
Wait, you just picked. Okay, yeah.
C. Hampton?
Zubin
with the pick?
Yeah, I guess it's Frank Ocean 300. I want the comfort of Frank.
Frank Ocean? Frank Ocean for 300? Frank Ocean for 300.
Yes.
What is Frank's real name?
That was really close.
How about we make it harder?
Remember okay.
What is Christopher Bro?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
What about middle name?
Plus 300.
Nah, that's too picky. It's fine. I have Christopher Bro right here. That was a really close one. Still your turn to pick since you got the right answer.
You going to
keep going with Frank?
Frank Ocean 200.
Frank Ocean 200.
This? Frank Ocean 200. This Atlanta rapper is featured on the tracks Pink Matter and Solo
Wait, are you allowed to do? What you is Andre 3000?
You have to wait until I finish the question.
Oh.
So,
I think we
default
get it.
Okay.
We're gonna. All
right. Okay, I got too excited.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, let's just finish out Frank because I know that both teams want to pick that, and you're both gonna know this. So just be fast. You gotta finish. You gotta let me finish the question before you get excited. If you can help yourselves. This album, which won Urban Contemporary Album of the Year at the Grammys in 2013, was also Frank's debut solo album.
Channel Orange.
What is Channel Orange?
What is Channel Orange? Remember, you gotta answer.
What is Channel Orange?
Yes, C. Hampton gets the points for that one. Frank Ocean category all done.
How many points dropped on the
board?
Are you keeping track?
I am.
Okay.
Teo's keeping track.
Cock Hampton, 1,200.
C. Hampton, 1,200.
We're officially changing our name.
600.
Corduroy Kids, 600. We got a few categories left still. We have quite a few questions left. So it's still C. Hampton's turn because they got that point. So what's the next pick?
Tell me that tune for 500.
Tell me that tune for 500. Okay, I think this one is pretty hard actually.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, I thought that a lot of the questions I made were like too
easy.
Wait,
how do we know when to start answering for this one? Because like
as soon as
what is Hey Ya by Chaos?
No, as soon as for this category, as soon as you recognize it, if you think that you know the song, then just put your hand up. Okay.
Of course you would know.
What is Candy Girl?
No.
Sorry.
Any guesses?
Oh, yo, this is like from Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes, it is. I love that movie. That's why I picked it.
What is Wes Anderson's song from Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Are you trying to make your team lose points? Because that's what you're gonna do.
Oh, whoa.
Power move.
Alex.
No one's gonna. Do you want to take a guess?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I don't know the name.
It's called Let Her Dance.
Oh, no, that was the name of the movie.
Who's it by?
Right?
It's by Bobby Fuller 4.
Oh, I know that new one. Bobby Fuller 4.
So, that's done. That was incorrect.
I'm gonna drop more than half the points on the board just not knowing.
Yeah, I mean, we're just gonna keep going and see how this goes.
Wait, is it negative points if we get it wrong? No.
I mean, that's how it works in Jeopardy, but I think Teo hasn't been doing that.
This is CITR Jeopardy.
You haven't been doing that.
I haven't.
Okay, because that's how it's supposed to go, but I guess we aren't doing that today.
All right.
Okay. I know.
Not too excited.
Since Gabe got that wrong, then I'm going to have to let C. Hampton pick again.
I knew where it's from.
Let's go. Lyrics?
Which one you want?
Lyrics for 400.
Let me hear the lyrics for 400. Mm-hmm. Now remember, you just gotta fill in.
Can you read the lyrics?
Yes, I can. I am gonna.
I thought you were gonna play a snippet of the song.
You just gotta fill in the last line.
Okay.
And that means you got it. Mm. And just wait until I get to the point where I stop.
Okay. True.
You can catch me, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms. Yeah, longer than LeBron.
Wait.
Sing it in
my head.
Raise your hand.
This is from.
I know what the song is.
Well, raise
but
your hand.
Do you know the line? If you know the line, we're going to run out of time.
Oh my god, I hate this.
You said longer than LeBron, and then what was it?
Yeah, and then you got to fill it in. And too late. So,
I made that TikTok from Jeffrey.
That line, I know. That line was just waiting for my thumb like the Fonz. It's from Lemon.
I wouldn't have known that because I was just mumble the words.
It's from Lemon. It's from Lemon.
It's a real song.
Yeah. I thought it was a little tougher, but still doable. So
that's why it's 400.
Yeah, it's 400. So, see, Hampton just picked. Nothing happened this round. You guys didn't get it wrong. So I'm going to let the Corduroy Kids pick.
Do you want to do like 90s babies?
100?
90s babies?
Oh,
let's
go higher. Like, we need 500.
90s babies, 500.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Answer, Daily Double. Okay.
We're on radio.
For the purpose of just simplicity's sake, I'm only allowing a true Daily Double. So it'll be 1,000 points if you get it correct.
Yeah. Or negative.
If you get it wrong, Because we haven't been doing any penalties, you're not going to get a penalty.
Okay, good.
But you'll get 1,000 points if you get it right.
Okay.
This is a pretty tough question.
Okay.
I'm a big nerd about this, so that's why I put it down.
You haven't been doing it by the rules.
I see.
What?
Jeopardy.
What do you mean?
He's a nerd.
Excuse me?
Well, I don't know. It's We're on the Street Jeopardy. It's not really.
Okay, fair.
And follow us at CITR Word Street on Twitter.
There's Gabe. You know Gabe is back. He appeared, I think we got 30?
Yeah.
30? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, the question. He appeared looking like a banana in his all-yellow jumpsuit, crying after losing a rap competition shortly after Before Gaming Fame.
What?
What was that last
May you
part?
Repeat the question?
He appeared looking like a banana in his all-yellow jumpsuit, crying after losing a rap competition shortly before fame. My bad. Shortly before fame.
Is it Eminem?
Well, you can ask.
What is
Eminem?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Is
Eminem? Yeah. I don't know music.
Yeah. Just a little story. There's.
It was the last little bit was the. Know. It was the Before Fame.
Yeah.
If you didn't say Before Fame, I would have had no.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I thought too.
Yeah.
I saw a yellow jumpsuit and I saw the movie 8 Mile. Yeah.
Did you know? I haven't seen the movie.
Anyway, that's Teo. That's that's 1,000 points.
Winning.
Kids are in the lead. For those of you at home who are rooting from us for the beginning,
can you say it again?
Thank you.
No.
To all the corduroy kids out there, we are a corduroy community.
Everyone, Tail's going to say the current scores in a minute.
The current scores are Corduroy Kids, 1,600 points.
No.
Cockhampton, 1,200 points.
Close game. I think we're going to go for a couple more questions, and then we're going to have to go into Double Jeopardy. We'll play a song, we'll play an ad, we'll have some messages. But Corduroy Kids, you got that question correct, so you get to pick again.
I know there's that point at the end of the show.
Can we do Tell Me That Tune for 300?
Tell Me That Tune for 300. Tell Me That Tune.
Guys, I'm so sweaty.
Okay. So again, if you just give me the name of the song, that's sufficient.
Oh.
Tell me that tune. As soon as you know, just put your hand up. Oh. Wrong song. Yeah.
Roses by Kanye West.
Yeah, I put in the form of a question.
What is Roses?
What is Roses by Kanye West?
C. Hampton guessed that one. Again, form of a question. Super important. Super important. I think we got time for another question. We got time for another question.
Oh, my God.
C. Hampton, your pick?
No, it's 1 point, 100 point difference.
It's a 100-point difference. Oh, it's a tight one.
You guys are winning right now.
It's a tight one. Okay, C. Hampton.
Tell me that tune for 200.
Tell me that tune for 200. Okay. Tell me that tune for 200.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is Killer Queen?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, Corduroy Kids. Your pick is your pick.
My hands are sweating.
It's your pick. Corduroy Kids. It's your pick. What are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Should we go 90s, Tell Me Tune, or Canadian Classics? Should we just finish up the tunes?
Yeah.
Finish up the tunes.
Okay. Okay. Answer, Daily Double.
Hey!
Okay, so...
So it's worth 800.
It's worth 800. It's worth 800, yeah.
For our team or their team.
Thank you, Gabe.
So, again... If you know it, just put your hand up. Answer in the form of a question. You get it. You get 800 points.
Okay. I said, girl, why you keep calling? I said, girl, why you keep calling? Yeah. She said, I need a new whip. Yeah, because I know that you're still balling. No. For the listeners at home, no one is raising their hand.
Yeah. All right.
What is Dark Queen?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Can you playing it? 21
minutes until I got
Yeah.
Is it... 20 minutes or something?
Bro!
You know,
I said what?
He said, you know what? I'm going to give it because he said, is it? He said, is it? And you had a lot of bad luck today, so I'm going to give that one to you.
You're giving them all the daily doubles.
Yeah.
I don't get to pick who gets the daily doubles. It's whoever picks the question that. No, because I marked it on my thing.
Okay.
Whoever, like the orange ones are Daily Doubles, and they picked both. I'm not trying to be biased or anything, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to host. Come on. Yes.
Wow.
All right. I think one more question, and that's all we have time for Single Jeopardy. So, last question. Canadian classics.
Let's go 500 Canadian.
Let me hear lyrics or Canadian classics?
Let me hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Let's do 500 lyrics.
But then they're gonna
500 lyrics.
500 lyrics?
Yeah.
Tough one.
Oh,
okay.
I think. Oh, I think. Maybe not. I know. I think Teo would get this one.
Wait, what is it?
Let me hear the lyrics for 500.
All right, let me hear
the lyrics for 500.
Again, just fill in the last line. If you get it, then you're good.
Okay.
I fly like paper, get high like planes.
Oh.
If you catch me,
just wait.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait for me to finish. So, I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I make them all day. Yeah.
I get one down in a second if you wait.
No.
Answer in the form of a question.
For lyrics?
No, I thought
for
lyrics.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah,
okay, well,
you said you didn't have to.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay.
We'll give it to you. Okay, from now on, since Double Jeopardy is about to start, there's no more fill in the lyrics, so just everything from now on, fill it in the form of a question.
Okay.
It's 500, yeah. It's 500.
Way ahead.
Smoking.
But remember, Double Jeopardy, all the point values are going to be doubled from what's there right now. And we still have Final Jeopardy right at the end, and that could be the make or break of the whole thing. So, for now, I'm not Alex Trebek, but I'm going to play something from Alex Trebek. This is a category that came up on Jeopardy a while ago, and I thought it was pretty funny because he raps in it. And somebody took the clip. Yeah, he does. Because the category is about rapping. Somebody took the clip and then they put all the instrumentals behind Alex Trebek's vocals. So I'm going to play that.
Okay. That's cool.
And finally, we want you to name the artist as we let's rap, kids. Julia?
I'll take let's rap, kids, for 200, please.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Lily?
What is Drake?
Good. Back to you, Julia.
Let's rap for 600, please.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Julia.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Right.
Let's rap for 800, please.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start Wheezy, because the F is for finisher. Lily.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, yeah. Julia? Yes.
Let's rap for 400, please.
They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. Julia?
It was Kanye West.
Yes, and I hope I don't get an email from him.
Let's rap for 1,000.
Panda. Panda. Panda, panda. Panda, panda, panda. Lily.
Who's designer?
Designer, yes, and that takes you up to 2,600. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it.
This is We're on the Street. We're doing a special Jeopardy episode. We're trying our best here to play by the rules and not get too excited because we are on the radio. And for now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to reset the board to Double Jeopardy. We'll have some new categories. Well, you know what? Apparently, we don't care about that. So.
we should do like one Canadian classic for 500.
Just a fun question?
Yeah,
okay, sure. So when we come back, we'll...
like, for the listeners at home.
Okay, for the listeners at home.
Oh, yeah, you asked them a question.
You know what, Gabe? Okay, how about you...
This one goes out to all the listeners at home.
So I'll only let Gabe look at this now. It doesn't matter because Single Jeopardy is done, and you can read this out. I think this is pretty tough.
Give me the answer after the break.
Which one am I reading?
This one right here. Come right here.
Okay. Carly Rae Jepsen was born in this small BC city. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM Word on the Street to find out.
We'll be back
We'll be
after
back
the break,
after the break.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Gabe, it's okay. We make mistakes here. We'll be back in a minute. We got a couple ads. We'll play a couple songs. You're listening to Jeopardy on Word on the Street.
You ask them the question.
Lost on plastic dancing makes me move this way. The groove makes me like you. I wouldn't have it any other way. The groove makes me like you. And after the dancing, I'll keep holding on.
Our rhythm and our movements never been so insane.
The groove makes me like you.
When I look into your eyes, don't make me blink.
The groove makes me like you.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. Teo, shut up. This is We're on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We're playing Jeopardy today. Got a little chaotic the first few minutes, and a lot of people forgot. You got to answer in the form of a question, remember. Remember. And Double Jeopardy could change everything, and we're going to have Final Jeopardy right at the end, and that could just change the whole game as well. So we got five new categories. We got Genius of Genres. So for this one, it'll be pretty obvious what the format is once the questions start going. We got BC Artists. We got K. Lamar, Kendrick. We got Legends. And we got 2000s Babies. That one is for you, Gabe.
Yee yee.
So, who's in the lead right now, Teo? Who's winning this?
The leader. The
yeah.
The Kids at 2,900 points. Coxhampton at 1,500.
C. Hampton.
We're officially changing our name to C. Hampton.
Kay. C. Hampton at 1,500.
C.
and
at 0 points because it's a new team.
No.
Formerly known as Coxhampton.
C. Hampton. C. Hampton. So just come right here. Come up to the mic and say the scores. Like, you're that loud that I can still hear you, but just, okay. Just come over here.
For the kids at home.
Current scores are the Corduroy Kids at 2,900 points and C. Hampton at 1,500 points.
All right, so since C. Hampton is losing right now, they get to pick first. So what you gonna pick? That's what new categories. And notice the points are all doubled from last round.
Holy, that's a lot of math.
I hope you can handle
punished,
it.
Right, for picking.
So what are you gonna pick?
You hope he gets punished?
No, we're not gonna get punished,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doing any deducted points.
We're going to go genres for 600.
Genres for 600. Genius of genres for 600. Okay.
You're so bad at your job.
Wait, how do we answer?
So I'll say something, and then when I stop, answer in the form of a question if you know what I'm talking about. You'll see. You'll see. Okay, okay. So genius of genres for 600. The princess of R&B. The princess of R&B.
When?
The princess of R&B.
No, no, no.
No? Okay.
No,
keep in mind, this is a 600-point question, so it's supposed to be a little more challenging. The correct answer is Aaliyah.
Oh.
I'm glad someone did that, so I didn't feel like I made it too bad.
She was the one who got married to R. Kelly, right?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that guy, though. Okay, so... since no one got it, you guys, I mean, you all pick again. Pick another question. Pick another question. Another question. Zubin, what do you think? What do you want to pick?
We'll just go with Kendrick, like 400.
Okay, Kendrick for 400. Kendrick for 400.
Did you listen to Damn Backwards?
Okay, remember, again, let me finish before you answer and put your hand up if you think you know it.
Form of a question,
yes. Despite this track being an upbeat party song, it's actually about alcoholism.
Oh.
Yeah, Zubin.
What is swimming pools?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, C. Hampton, again.
It's
400 because I already adjusted it. I already adjusted it. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
We're
okay.
Holding out to the end here.
So,
should we just keep going?
C. Hampton, you going to go with another Kendrick?
Kendrick for 600.
Kendrick for 600. Rhapsody is featured on this cut from T-Pab. Rhapsody is featured from this cut on To Pimp a Butterfly.
So bad at remembering track names.
Three,
I don't track names.
Two, one. No, not fast enough. Okay. Complexion.
Oh, okay.
Complexion. Great song. Great song. One of the best of T-Pab. So.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Great song.
So, Corduroy Kids, is your turn to pick.
Do you want to do 2000s, baby?
We can do 2000s.
If it's dedicated to you.
I mean, sure. Sure.
Let's do 2000s babies for 400.
2000s babies for 400? 2000s babies for 400. Okay.
Spy Kids.
This... This Kanye album arguably changed the way that autotune was used, with songs like Heartless and RoboCop. Yeah, it was premature. I'm going to give them a chance since you guys were premature, so.
What is 808s and Heartbreaks?
Yes, correct, correct. Hey, remember to answer a formal question. Congrats. Okay. You can keep going with this category, or you can pick a different one. So what do you guys want to pick?
Can we do
2000s
babies for 600, please?
2000s babies for 600. This one's a little tougher.
Oh. Hence the 200 more points.
Yes. Yeah, good job, Gabe. Yes, yes.
English majors.
Okay, listen. Classic. Linkin Park is well known to be one of the mainstream bands of this genre.
Oh.
This genre?
Edgy.
What is grunge?
Okay. No. I think... If you know it, you just know it. You have a jab at it. Yeah.
Really specific?
Yeah. Nate?
What is electronic rock?
No. Okay.
What is emo?
No. Okay. We're going to move on.
Emo?
New metal. Yes. New metal. New metal started before Linkin Park was around, but when it was super mainstream, Linkin Park was like biggest band in the world. So
they were pretty cool.
They were pretty big. They're actually very big at the peak. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Chester.
So who just picked? Okay, so C. Hampton is your pick now. What are you going to pick?
Let's go with BC Artist for 400.
BC Artist for 400.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I don't know what curveball would
be. BC Artist for 400.
Seth Rogen?
Close. So close. This band shares a name with a deep point in the Pacific Ocean.
What is...
I'm going to give it to C. Hampton here.
What is Mariana's Trench?
Ding, ding, ding.
I think it's an actual Jeopardy question, and the answer is Mariana's Trench.
Yeah, well, I made it up, so I don't know what you're talking about.
He smoked crack in my cousin's car.
Oh.
Yo,
bombshell. So, C. Hampton.
Allegedly.
C. Hampton, since you got that one right, it's your turn to pick. Do you want the same category, different category?
Let's go Legends for 600.
Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here was dedicated to the downfall of this founding member of the band. Yep.
Who is Syd Barrett?
Yes, correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
C. Hampton on a roll here, a couple in a row. Got a little applause.
Keep going.
You could keep going in that category. Where you want to go with that?
Yeah, let's go for Legends for 800.
Legends for 800. Legends for 800.
We gotta catch up. We're a little behind.
You do gotta catch up.
400 points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're close.
Paul McCartney had a dream about his mother coming back to life and telling him to write this song. Yep.
Oh. Zubin? What is Let It Be?
Yes, correct. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Wow, really on a roll. Three in a row. Don't call it a comeback. Pick the next question.
We're on a roll. Let's go Legends. 1,000.
Oh, God. 100,000.
1,000.
Relax. Relax, Zubin. Okay. What year did Michael Jackson die? I'm going to give it to Corroy Kids.
What is 2009?
Correct. I'm sorry, Joe.
You are in the blind
spot. So, Corroy Kids, you got the choice now. So where are you going to take it? It's really close.
Let's rep BC.
BC for how much? BC for how much?
600,000.
BC for 600?
Yes.
You'll find the name of this band right under your chest.
Oh, liver.
3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah.
What is Heart?
Yes, What is Heart?
Hey,
correct. Hey.
I was going to say.
Yes, Heart is from Vancouver.
Oh.
Yeah, Heart is, you know, Barracuda.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, they're from Vancouver. Yes.
Bro, I thought you meant like under the chest. So I was like,
no, under.
No, no, no.
Under.
Like lungs.
Yeah.
Like,
you're an English major right
okay.
there.
I mean,
okay,
be
game.
Under this
so, what are you going to pick now?
Yeah, let's stick with BC. 800.
Okay.
BC
artist for 800.
Okay.
Calpurnia has this actor from Stranger Things in their roster. Yeah.
What is Finn Wolfhard?
Correct. It's okay. Oh, no. It's okay.
I don't like it.
It's okay. So, your pick again. Teo, can we get the scores? We got 15 minutes left on the hour. Can we get the scores, Teo?
Yeah.
No, come here. Come on.
Come here.
Come here, right here. It's all good.
I just wanted to do some math.
Don't be scared.
The Corduroy Kids is at 4,900. And Seahampton is at 4,500.
500.
Really?
4,500.
Yes. 4,500 versus 4,000.
No, we're back.
It's wrong?
You said it, they were,
you think it's wrong?
And then we got two right, though.
Yeah.
We should have, like,
1,000. No,
yeah, you guys were 1,000.
Do you trust Tia's math?
We were really behind.
Oh, because we won two in a row.
Okay.
So,
we're gonna keep going.
Let's go. Wait,
keep going. Okay.
They picked the BC.
We're gonna give them the benefit of doubt. I know more doubt, but what do you want to pick?
Yeah.
BC artist for 1,000.
See, I can add this up.
Okay, BC artist for 1,000. Known for performing often at Trash City shows, this duo released their debut album today. Yeah.
What is Shway/Love Supreme?
Correct.
Wow.
I didn't think that anyone would get that, so props to you for getting that one.
I'm friends with Jera.
Sick.
Wow.
Still your turn to pick? You got... Corduroy Kids, it's still your turn to pick?
Should we switch? Well, yeah. No, there's still 200.
There's still 200.
Let's go. Can we do genius up genres for 800?
Genius up genres for 800. The father of G-Funk. Yep.
Who is Warren G?
No.
I went with this.
3, 2, yeah. Gabe? You know
it? Is Andre 3000?
No. Not at all. Come on, man. He's from Atlanta. Come on. That hit me hard there.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Dre.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
It was... I thought someone
Andre.
Might...
Andre.
I was... No. Okay, well...
Andre.
I'll give it. I'm gonna give. I'm gonna give this pick for the next question to Seahampton because
that hurt me. That
yeah,
sorry.
It's okay, man. Seahampton, take your pick.
You wanna do? Wait, is 800 Kendrick gone?
No.
800 Kendrick.
Let's do that. Okay.
800 Kendrick Lamar. The Mad City part of this album in Good Kid, Mad City stands for what? There's two answers. I'm going to say if you get one, I'll give you the points. If you get two, I'll give you 1,000 points.
Could you repeat them?
Yeah. The Mad City part in the title of his album, Good Kid, Mad City, stands for what?
So what does the title stand for?
Or what the acronym?
That's the question.
What is the acronym? Yeah.
The acronym.
Mad City.
What does
Mad
stand for?
M-A-A-D.
Yeah. M-A-A-D. 5, 4, 3, 2, no.
I'm interested.
Okay. There's two meanings. First one, my angels on angels dust. And secondly, my anger, adolescence divided. These are both, they're co-related. They're about how Kendrick doesn't really smoke weed, and he did a few times, and he smoked angel dust, which means there's cocaine in it, and he got really angry. So that's how they're connected. Just a little history there.
Wasn't the first joint he smoked laced or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
People put cocaine in their weed.
That's angel dust.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So moving on, I think it's now Corduroy Kids pick.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna pick? We got 11 minutes left.
2,000s
for 800.
2,000s for 800. This Radiohead album was one of the very first "Pay What You Can" projects on the internet. Yeah.
What is King of Limbs?
Wrong. This Radiohead project was one of the very first Pay What You Can albums on the internet. Yeah, Helena?
What is In Rainbows?
Correct.
Oh my god!
Woo! Okay. So,
nice.
Yeah, that was 800.
I was going to say, like, the only Radiohead album I know is OK Computer.
Oof. Okay. So, Seahampton is diving back in here, and it's your pick. So, what do you want to pick, Helena?
Genius of Genres for 1,000.
Genius of Genres for 1,000. Genius of Genres for 1,000. Where is that? I'm going to do Command F here.
Oh my god. Alex.
This is a tough one. I just found this 10 minutes before the show.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers' Flea is an ardent fan of this genre, which he has a music education center for. Yes, Gabe.
What is jazz?
No. Good pick. Good try, but incorrect. What genre does Flea have a music center for? Yeah.
What is blues?
No. Oh. We're going to move on. Classical. The answer was classical.
I was going to take that. Like, it
seems the most left-field answer. Corduroy Kids, coming back. It's your pick now. So what you want to pick?
Lower?
Gotta go lower.
Well, let's do BC Artists for 200.
BC Artists for 200.
What is this, Lane?
BC Artists for 200. listen. I'm sorry, Nate. I'm sorry.
Rap artists.
I'm sorry. BC Artists for 200. You hear him too much at Christmas time. Yeah.
Who is Michael Bublé?
Correct. Keep going. Corduroy Kids, what's next?
Legends
400.
I think we should just finish do the top Kendrick one.
Kendrick? Okay.
100. Kendrick.
If someone, okay, 1,000. Kendrick for 1,000.
Is it 1,000 or 200?
Which one do you want? 200 or 1,000?
I already crossed 200.
Okay, we're doing 200 then. We're doing 200 first at least.
Okay.
This album won him the Pulitzer, becoming the first non-classical, non-jazz artist to do so. You gotta wait until I stop with a question. Okay, I'm gonna say it one more time, and then you're just gonna have to erase. Okay. This album won him the Pulitzer, becoming the first non-classical, non-jazz artist to do so.
C. Hampton.
What is To Pimp a Butterfly?
What? Ooh, incorrect. Oh, incorrect. Oh. Yes.
What is Damn?
Yes, correct. Oof. Oof. Okay. I mean, I would like to say it's To Pimp a Butterfly, but it is Damn. So we want to keep going with Kendrick? Keep going with Kendrick. 1,000? 1,000? 1,000?
Wait, we already did 1,000.
No, that was 200.
We did.
That was a good thing.
No, we just did 200.
Didn't we do 1,000?
No, we did 800. We did 800. Yeah. Okay.
The difference is exactly 1,000 points.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Listen closely to this one. As Nardwar knows, this Compton restaurant has bulletproof glass. That's right. Do you know it? Do you know it? Because I do. Have you seen the interview?
Yeah.
Again, as Nardwar knows, this Compton.
Dad work.
No. Okay.
It's not
Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
This Compton restaurant. 3, 2, Nate, take a guess.
Oh, what is Chick-fil-A?
No. Okay, Gabe, take a guess.
What is Freddy's?
No. Okay, no. What is Louisiana Chicken?
Oh.
Good try.
This has been more of like a lesson than a game.
Yeah. Really.
I'm learning a lot.
Okay. So, who's behind right now, Teo?
C. Hampton is 1,000 points behind, exactly.
C. Hampton is 1,000 points behind, exactly. We got 7 minutes left on the hour. So, C. Hampton,
we're going to take...
Okay, 1,000 for 2,000 babies. 1,000 for... Wait, didn't we already do this one?
No, we didn't.
What did I do then? Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
What's the question?
It wasn't crossed.
What?
We did.
What's the answer?
Wait, but I have this one.
Yeah, just swap.
Yeah, you did that one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I did.
So do the
swap. You haven't done.
What happened? How did that happen?
You haven't done that one.
No, I did that one.
Oh, did we ever answer the Carter Jepsen question?
400.
We already did this. I'm sorry.
TikTok is going on.
I'm sorry. I messed up. So pick a different. No, pick a different.
Just switch the question.
Yeah, 200 or whatever.
There's 200 is left.
Make one,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 200. Now
there's
1,000.
200 questions left.
400, 200, 200, 200, 400. So you need to get four of those right to get your points back.
We have Final Jeopardy. We have Final Jeopardy.
Let's just go through. One of them worth 1,000. Sure. Just ask it. Legends, yeah, Legends.
Okay,
let's make it more fun. Yeah.
Okay, which one is worth 1,000 then? Take a pick.
Whatever.
No.
200 for
Legends,
what?
400.
Legends.
Yeah. Okay.
1,000.
Okay. This is so easy. Okay. Okay.
Legends 400.
Radio.
Again, wait until I'm done answering the former question. Okay. Bob Marley and the.
Oh my God. My hands up.
What is the Wailers?
Why did you do that? Okay, Teo, you. No, I'm sorry. Okay, we're gonna. No, what are you doing? Okay, Teo just. Teo keeps ruining everything. So we're gonna do another 200. genres. Yeah, but you're the side guy. Okay,
we're gonna. We have 5 minutes.
Shh, we got 5 minutes left.
Genius of genres for 400 can be for 1,000.
Sure, genius of genres.
I'm taking initiative.
For 400.
Change to 1,000 points.
That's
100. genius of genres for 400 is gonna be worth 1,000 points. After this, we're gonna move on to Final Jeopardy, I think, and that could change everything.
Everything.
Listen.
It's only worth 1,000.
Teo, stop. The Queen of Pop.
The Queen of Pop.
Oh, yeah, oh. Nate.
Who is Madonna?
Yes, correct.
Oh!
No, is it actually?
Yeah, exactly even.
Okay, so we have a tie. We have a tie. This is miraculous. We have a tie going into Final Jeopardy.
Well, this makes it.
We have a tie. We got a few minutes left.
It was a great movie. Like the tie.
It's like a Disney.
We have a tie.
Thanks, Zubin.
And we have one more question left. So Final Jeopardy, how it works is you can bet as much money as you have. So you can both bet up to 6,300.
1,000 monies.
1 point.
So if you're smart about this, you'll bet a certain amount of money. Someone from each team write down on their phone in a note how much money you want to bet and write down your answer in the form of a question.
How many points do we have right now?
You're both tied at 6,300.
Is anyone down to go all in?
Yeah, you got it right now. No, listen. Right now, because you don't want the other team to get this, you got to communicate within your team. Just everyone look at one person's phone.
Oh, you have a phone.
Write down the amount of money that you're betting. And also write down. No, listen. You're going to want to listen to me because if you mess this up, then you're going to lose. So listen, write down how much money you want to bet. You can bet up to 6,300. You're both at 6,300. And also write down your answer in the form of a question. Whoever gets this right, if someone gets this right, is winner takes all.
We can also choose. Sorry, I'm just explaining that we can choose how much we want once we know the question. Yeah. So we don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to write it down yet. Okay. I'm just saying. If you both get it wrong, then we're going to choose one question from there, and we're just going to do it. And then it'll be winner takes all.
Okay,
cool. Okay. Vamos.
Okay. Nardwar has been at CITR for a number of years. Within a few years of when the station got on FM dial, what year did CITR get onto FM dial? You have 30 seconds. Everyone write down an answer. You need an answer. Anything. Write down an answer. When did CITR get onto FM? What year? And write down how much money you're betting. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So.
Phones.
Give it to Teo, I guess. So we got. This is from.
Wow. You guys are each 1 year off, and you both guessed.
That's not even true.
It's 87. Oh, 89. Okay. You're both 2 years off.
You're both wrong. Yeah. Whose phone is this?
Mine.
Okay, so I think what we're going to do is just choose a question from up there.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Wait, so
because okay, we haven't been deducting points.
Right.
Because we didn't think this through very well.
We were deducting.
Yeah,
that's why we bet such a
lot. Oh, yeah. I mean, I should have. How about this? Okay. How about this? We'll do the same format. We'll do the same format for this question, but we are deducting points.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So whoever loses the most money or whoever gets it right and wins the most will win the whole thing.
Okay.
Sorry, I shouldn't. Yeah, this is the last question no matter what. So what we got left?
We got this one.
Genre?
Can you tell me? I don't have the eyes in the back of my head.
We have genius of genre.
200.
200.
K. Lamar.
Nothing.
Legends 200.
Legends
200.
2000 babies 200.
I think.
So let's do the 200 left. I think the host should choose.
Say.
Yeah.
Host yeah.
Choose.
We should. What is that? What does Alex say?
Choose.
Oh yeah, let Teo choose.
Yeah, Teo, you choose.
Okay. I'm choosing.